You know what?
What?
I went to a chiropractor 2 months ago.
What happened?
She said I had to let dairy go.
No more dairy? Does that include eggs?
They don't come from cows, but you know that I regularly see them in the same section of the supermarket.
There must be a reason why that's where they choose to park it.
Yeah, she said, you know, you may be right. Here's a story to help you lose your egg appetite. It goes,
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
All the king's horses and all the king's men said,
Duck!
And then they said,
Yuck! Look at that gut stuck on the sidewalk.
Oozing, cruising, reds and blues and other strange hues got stuck onto their shoes. Up from the clutter, there came a vinyl sputter. Came out
of I love my mother, then he oozed into the gutter.
You get the picture, it's a little bit visceral.
You feel kinda queasy.
And slightly miserable.
All the king's men didn't know what to do. They picked up a telephone and called a camera crew.
TV, magazine, lickety split.
Everybody came down to get a picture of it.
Put it in the news.
Put it in the paper.
Broadcast live about the big egg caper.
Here's an eyewitness. Saw the whole mess. Was it quick or was he in distress?
Yes, 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 yes.
Wait a minute, that's a dubious five.
Was it murder?
An accident or was it suicide?
More on the egg
when we get back.
And now the next story.
We wreck Iraq. Ooze, 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 ooze.
President
Bush,
kind and gentle, needed a
push.
The cabinet got together, say get off of your
tush.
Pick a dictator we can squish.
George said, let's see, who can we attack, huh? I know, let's get Iraq.
But we gave them permission to invade Kuwait.
Yeah, but we can change our mind, you know it's not too late.
Yeah, we got Schwarzkopf
and Colin Powell.
The window of opportunity
is now.
Well, Humpty Dumpty, Saddam Hussein bought a bunch of our weapons and then we said,
we're not playing.
Pack your bags up, head for the border.
We're coming in with the New World Order.
New World Order, that was a Nazi slogan.
Yeah, well, we're good and Hitler was a rogue.
An evil, insensitive brute and a monster.
Now a word from the Gulf War sponsor.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a and keep it company. It's the real
problem!
August, we took to the field for Operation
Desert Shield.
That name was a brilliant tactic.
Well, it sounds like a sandproof prophylactic.
A party hat for a distant occasion.
After we make it out with scarcely an abrasion.
New Year's!
Things got warm, the rubber got torn.
Desert Shield became
Desert Storm.
Shot a wad into the back that night.
Look, Ma, there it is, 1,000 points alive. Humpty Dumpty, Saddam Hussein. He did not run and he did not complain. He did the only logical thing he could do.
He bombed his own oil wells. Wasn't you?
500 burning at random with no technological means to can them. He did another logical thing. What would that be?
Well, he dumped the rest of his oil into the Red Sea.
Yeah, you get the picture?
The Black Death.
With every drink.
And with every breath.
All the king's men, their pants were splitting.
So they opened it up for competitive bidding.
Industrial waste management, lickety split.
Everybody came down to get a piece of it.
They put it in pipes.
They put it in trucks.
They pumped in the chemicals.
Pumped out the bucks.
Hey, here's an eyewitness. Saw the whole mess. Was it containable or was it hopeless?
Yes, 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 yes. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Wait. Wait a minute, ecological extortion, contortion. We've given the Fertile Crescent an abortion. Blood for oil, staining every nation.
We're swimming in an apocalyptic menstruation. Ooze, 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 ooze.
Commercial message.
I'm Natalia Sebegia. I'm here to say my magazine is called Andre from Moscow, symbol of new democracy, presented in pages of pornography. Very first issue features me and other girls of the Red Army. Is new world order cannot be avoided, so no freedom to be exploited.
Sports fans, this is how it goes. We're in Russia, we're gonna tell it like it is, so let's get to it. Natalia, why did you do it?
Well, it's true, I compromise morals and scruples. rufus, but they promised to pay me billions of rubles to make matters worse. More complicated, they offered to pay for my chest be inflated.
Silicon implants?
Yes.
Wow, did they tell you about that company, Dow?
Yet.
The gel leaks and hardens and lumps. In 2 years, your chest will look like it has mumps.
Oh, Howard, you are being called and studied. You must have felt the new technology.
It may be true, but the truth may hurt. We'll have to have a word with the experts. I'm Al Alberts from the AMA. I say silicone implants are A-OK. They make small breast disease go away, and besides, they're endorsed by the FDA.
I'm Fuji Farioki for the FDA. Silicone implants are A-OK. We tested them on mice. What can we say? Besides, they're endorsed by the AMA.
I'm Ed Edwards for the EPA. I say silicone implants are A-OK. It's true that those things will never decay, but there'll be a cure for death soon, I'm sure, anyway.
Well, I'm Click
and Clack
for AAA.
Silicone implants. Hey, hey, hey. The cost of your auto, it will be defrayed.
They're like bicycle and tidal airbags, okay?
That's my brother. Gentlemen, please, the facts remain. There are thousands of implanted women in pain. Address the issues, please explain, lest the dialogue be in vain.
Okay, it's true, the silicone slips.
It'll work its way down.
Voluptuous hips.
Still a problem?
Hey, button your lips.
We'll cut it out and make
computer chips.
Yeah, well, it's weird but true. The tiny little things are made of silicone too.
Hey, so is glass.
And surgical glue.
You could put it inside for a womb with a view.
Wait a minute, this is much too confusing.
Silicone and everything.
Everything is oozing. Computers attractive to nursing babies.
And breast with an IQ of 3,080. Attention, attention. Infant preparing for docking at right feeding station. Prepare for full frontal lactation.
What?
That's all the ooze.
Ooze?
That's all the ooze.
You mean news that fits.
Yeah, our time is up.
We gotta call it quits.
Well, we've talked about silicone.
Sodom
and yolks. That's all, folks.